Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Chaplain Sean Denzer is preaching a series of sermons through the Catechism for the first 3 weeks of Advent. Today we begin with the Lord's Prayer. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 11th chapter. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say this: Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation." And he said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I will have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and get you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us begin with the accusation of those who do not believe, namely, that prayer is talking to pretend people, and therefore, crazy. Well, they have a point. What would give us the idea that anyone is listening? If there is anyone there to hear us, what makes us sure they want to hear us? And are we in some way giving up by looking for outside help? Well, Christian prayer is different than these things, thank goodness. It does not begin from below. Prayer is not a Hail Mary in the football sense, a request shouted into the sky in hopes that some receiver just might be there in the end zone ready to answer. Now, prayer is not our idea, or it certainly shouldn't be, or it will not be Christian prayer. We pray because someone else has spoken to us first. We pray because God has given his name to us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he gives his name so that it may be used. The second commandment is not kept by refusing to utter God's name, as the Jews have sometimes held. No, his name is there to be called upon. So Christ tells his disciples, "Ask the Father in my name." We have a command from God to pray, but it might better be called an invitation. God gives not just one more duty to us when he says pray. He gives a great privilege. He says that we have access to him. We have an audience with our King, and therefore certainty that we will be heard. Christian prayer, therefore, is an act of faith, not of wonder. It arises out of faith and the conviction that there is a God, and he hears. He wants to hear, in fact. A conviction that is not half-baked or presumed, but is founded on the fact that God has said as much to us. So we believe him. No Hail Marys for us then, for more than one reason, but especially because we are not throwing blind. Now, unlike our atheistic friends, though, we Christians suffer a different problem. We find prayer to be so common, so obvious, that we think it is easy. That might reveal, by the way, how little we have actually prayed. Our parents knew that prayer was hard, but their particular fear was that they thought the best advice to us was that we need to put it in our own words so it is easier to do. They remembered our Lord's rebuke of the Pharisees, that they thought that they would be heard for their many words. And it's true, the Lord does not require secret passwords or special formulae for us to be heard. His name is the only secret there is, and he's not trying to hide it. But the difficulty of prayer isn't some mastery of public speaking or of language, but it is the very notion that we are going to approach God at all. Prayer does not come naturally, and it can be very painful. We do not like to ask for outside help, after all. Putting it in our own words does not always help us either. It might just be one more chore. And if we believe what Jesus said, that out of the heart the mouth speaks, therefore out of the heart comes every sort of evil. Did you hear it in today's reading? If you who are evil, by the way, we should take that to heart. So even when we know that God wants to hear, when he tells us, ask, maybe especially when we know him well, that is when we can suddenly become sure that he doesn't want to hear from me. He doesn't want to hear the kinds of things that come from me. And if you haven't ever thought this, then perhaps you have not taken the time to consider just how selfish, how vindictive, how belittling of God our words and our thoughts and our everyday normal activities are. We certainly have not considered how the Jews were right to fear God. To fear God who threatened seriously that he would punish those who took up his name vainly. And thus the disciples in our gospel today, who usually are clueless and self-centered, they actually do the right thing. They admit that they do not know how to pray as they ought. And they seek outside help. Or rather, they seek inside help. They seek help from Jesus Christ, our man within the Holy Trinity. They do exactly what prayer is. They ask in Jesus' name. Lord, teach us to pray, because we don't know how. And the Lord Jesus, thankfully, does not give any of those responses that you might expect, like, gosh, guys, shouldn't you know how to pray by now? Or just use your own words. It's easy. Oh, instead, our Lord Jesus Christ says, when you pray, say this, Our Father. We call this the Lord's Prayer because our Lord Jesus Christ gave us the words and the privilege to pray it, certainly, confidently. And unlike our own words, this prayer then is never suspect. That is of great comfort to sinners and to timid consciences. Here are words from God, words from God, which we then can speak back to him confidently. So also we have the Psalter, the Book of Psalms, which are all prayers, songs even, but with the benefit of being God's own word, divinely inspired prayers. But most of all, in all of this, we learn something from this interchange between disciples and the Lord about all true Christian prayer. And that is that Jesus is the one who gives access to His Father, but now invites us to say, Our Father, with Him along also. Jesus is the mediator, as the Creed teaches, the one who reconciles us to God by His blood. That means that His name is also the name in which all of our prayers are to be uttered, and therefore we can be confident that they will be heard. And in that name, they will find their amen, their yes, and their true from God. Now, none of this is to say that our own prayers or our own words will not also follow. They certainly will. Jesus says, say this. He also says, pray like this. But to quote another pastor who learned prayer from Luther's catechism, it is the richness of the Word of God that ought to determine our prayer, not the poverty of our heart. Even when our prayers become utterly desperate and urgent, as they do in the litany, with its simple and repeated petition, Lord, have mercy. This prayer only admits desperation, that is hopelessness from below, but hope from above. That is why we speak. Faith indeed is why we pray. And our Heavenly Father will, Jesus says, will give His Spirit to those who ask in Jesus' name. He will rescue us. And this mediator is our certainty of that. He will hear us. And our words aren't the ones that have convinced us of that. It's His promise and His invitation. His word is what prompts our prayers. So in summary, the Lord has said, ask in Jesus' name and you will receive. That's why we are bold to pray. We go first to Christ and to the Holy Scriptures, that we might imitate our Father's words, that we might piggyback on our big brother's wisdom and his righteousness, and then pray not from hopelessness, not from a Hail Mary, but from trust in His promises, which are sure. And when our prayers begin this way, with His truth, when they're brought to God in the name and on the merits of Christ, our mediator, then they go on to end in the customary way. Amen, or Amen, which means, yes, this shall be so, and this is most certainly true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Cindy Pine, who served the Lord in Puerto Rico. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.